Welcome to Giants Online, driven by the Hess Toy Truck. We call this our online segment. Talk Giants and Jets. We've got Art Stapleton of The Record. And how about this? We've got Dan Leverfeld, editor of and publisher of Jets Confidential. We're going to bring a little balance here, both sides of the ledger. Let's talk about this Giants team first. Coming off that loss last week, huge disappointment. How do they get this thing turned around?
You know, you say incentive and, well, they've got everything to play for. Then they come out of the bye and lay an egg down in Landover. It's move on, five games to go, and treat this as a must win. You know, and there are only so many more times you can have a must win before you actually show up and play to your capabilities. And I think, you know, first things first, they've got to straighten out some of these injury situations to get this team back on the road.
Dan, the Jets are the seventh seed in the AFC, and they feel good coming off that win last week against Miami. But they're in a similar boat as the Giants. Both of these teams come into this game having lost four of their last six. Is the Jet ship righted at this point?
I wouldn't say so. I don't think you could say that based on one game. The Jets are not that far removed from that debacle in Oakland where they got blown out by Derek Carr and company, and their pass defense was really bad. That was at the beginning of November. It's been up and down. The Houston loss was inexcusable. They were starting a quarterback in T.J. Yates who had been with the Texans 3 weeks. That's a game you can't lose. So, you know what? I was saying Ryan Fitzpatrick is one game away from the media questioning his job stability if he loses. So, no, I don't think they're out of the woods yet.
One of the really intriguing matchups in this game between these two teams is the Jets wide receivers. Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall have a combined 17 touchdowns. That's the most by any Jet combination since 1998 when Wayne Krabet and Keyshawn Johnson combined for 18. Let's talk about this matchup with Prince Amukamara and DRC matched up against those receivers.
Yeah, if I'm the Giants, I like this matchup. You know, DRC has had, an underappreciated season. I mean, considering what he's been able to do, yes, he's come out of the game at times where you've looked and you've shaken your head and said, does this guy have any luck? He gets rolled up on. He gets a pebble from the turf in his eye. The both times DRC had to come off the field this year, next play, touchdown for the other team. The opposing team knew that DRC was off the field. But I think, you know, I'd match up DRC with Brandon Marshall, and I would have Prince on Decker. I think it gets a little tough when the Jets like to move Marshall and Decker in the slot. Will the Giants travel? But I think that's a matchup that if the Giants win, it can go a huge way towards determining the outcome of this game.
Dan, are the Jets viewing that matchup from their side as an advantage?
Well, I think they view every game that Brandon Marshall's in as an advantage over most corners. He's 6'4", 230. He's got quite the catching radius, and he was unbelievable against Brent Grimes, who's not a bad corner in Miami, but Brent Grimes is like 5'9", 190. He's not the size of the Giants' corners. They throw this guy open all the time, Bob. They could have blanket coverage, the Giants, on Brandon Marshall. Fitzpatrick's throwing the football. Back shoulder throws, 50-50 balls. It doesn't matter whether he's covered. They think he can come up with the football no matter what the situation. He really climbs the ladder and goes and gets the rock.
What I'm nervous about if I'm the Giants, and I don't know if the Jets will do it, you know, that whole mentality of Chris Ivory and pound away, you know, the reality is if I'm the Giants, I'm a little nervous if the Jets come out and say, you know what, we're not making this an aerial game. We're keeping Eli Manning on the sideline, and we're pounding it with Chris Ivory because you can't stop us. And I think that would be if I'm the Jets, that's the way I win this game, because I don't want to get into a shootout with Eli Manning, because I think when you look at those matchups, I think the Giants have some good matchups offensively that the Jets can't stop.
What's the buzz around the Jets about Odell Beckham Jr.? It looks like we're not going to get that matchup with Revis. And the Jets, obviously, Cromartie's had his issues. Marcus Williams got a knee issue. What are the Jets saying about dealing with Odell Beckham Jr.?
Well, they've been very quiet in terms of who's going to actually match up with him. The fact that Revis likely is not going to play the last 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday this week, he did not practice. Marcus Williams didn't practice either. When you look at Revis against Odell Beckham, that's a terrible matchup for the Jets. So the fact that he's sidelined is not the end of the world for the Jets. Revis doesn't have the quick twitch he used to, the short area quickness. You're seeing young, fast receivers cut away from him quickly. You saw that with Amari Cooper in the Raider game. You saw it with DeAndre Hopkins in the Houston game. It's been happening all year. So they're not going to miss him that much. They still need him. He helps them in certain ways. But a matchup with Odell Beckham would be very bad for Revis. But the fact that Marcus Williams is also hurt, that really is something that can impact this game. He wouldn't be a bad matchup for Odell Beckham. He's quick. He's feisty. I mean, Odell would probably win more of the plays against Williams than he would lose. But Williams is the guy that probably matches up best with him. And right now, he's very iffy.
All right, predictions for the game on Sunday.
You know, I think it's the up-and-down Giants, and I think this week they'll be up. I think they'll win 27-21. Huge for the Giants to have Weston Richburg and Justin Pugh back in the lineup against this Jets front. If they can protect the interior, I think the Giants will have a field day against the Jets secondary. So
Dan?
I think Giants win.
Yeah, I'm going to take the baton from Art on that one because I think that's the key to the game. The strength of the New York Jets is their defensive line. They have a bunch of guys. The late George Young used to call them planet players. You remember that, Bob? The big guys, the 300-pound guys who move and run like much smaller players. They have three guys like that, Sheldon Richardson, Mo Wilkerson, and Leonard Williams. And when you talk about the Giants and all these offensive line questions, do you want to have that sort of quandary against this Jets defensive line? So because of the uncertainty of the Giants' offensive line, and if Bobby Hart has to start, they'll probably line up Mo Wilkerson over him and try to take advantage of the youngster. I think the Jets win a close game because of the state of the Giants' offensive line and the fact that the strength of the 2015 New York Jets is their defensive line.
Are they going to let you back in the building over there because you're on enemy turf?
They might, but there's a whole bunch of other reasons, Bob, they wouldn't let me in, and this is on the laundry list.
That's because you're the publisher of Jets Confidential. Art, Dan, thank you very much for joining us.